This last track will attempt to deal with some ideas about articulation, resonance, placement, and qualities of speech, including pitch and intonation. RP tends to be articulated very far forward, with focus on the tongue tip. This may lead to a feeling of the tongue tip being more like the tip of a sharp knife, pointy, rather than a curved butter knife shape. The tongue tip should be very energized. The action of the tongue tip should be close to the alveolar ridge, close to the teeth but not touching. If you touch the teeth, then you tend to get a splashy T sound, teeth. The resonance characteristics of this dialect is generally further forward in the mouth, so that creates a brightness and energy to the dialect that's very far forward. However, that said, one must recognize that the back vowels are much further back than North American sounds, and so oo and o being exceptions, or and ah and oh tend to be very far back in the mouth and create a resonance that feels like it's at the back of the mouth or perhaps in the neck. Generally, I image the mouth shape as being more closed overall, with more energy on the lips for vowels with lip rounding. So I image a shape somewhat like a letterbox or perhaps a long tube, with energy at the front of the tube for the consonant shaping and energy at the back of the tube for back vowel shaping. It's important that you make your own personal image for this dialect so that you can easily switch back and forth between your own speech, which might be quite different from this form of speech, to the RP speech, which would be bright and energized at the front and resonant at the back of the mouth. Stereotypical qualities of stiff upper lip may lead to greater energy in the tongue tip. If you've got a stiff upper lip, that tends to put the effort into your tongue rather than into your lips. There are a few resonance clichés about RP. One is a feminine quality, not necessarily just for women, a very bright speech. Oh, I've got a very bright, lovely RP sound. It tends to be higher in the voice, with a bright energy. This can be contrasted with a very plummy sound, plummy as if there is a plum inside your mouth. So we get a very yawny sort of sound, and this may come across as matronly in an older woman, or a very heightened sound of RP. You might get this in a sort of a military man, a very tight sort of RP, associated often with a generational quality of speaking. Overall, RP has greater pitch range and a more varied intonation palette. So we might get a very high sound popping right up into the falsetto range for men, or very high head tone for women, contrasted with very low sounds at the very ends of sentences. That's not to say that there are people with very monotone speech in RP. There are those who speak pretty much all on one note all the time, but that's some characters, and there are more characters, I'd say, with a greater pitch range than in traditional North American dialects. So, as I've tried to model through this recording, there is a tendency to have a lot of up and down. Finally, RP tends to have greater contrast between the fast and slow sounds, sounds that are lingered over and sounds that go very, very quickly. This is a quality that my colleague Gillian Lane Plesher calls the rattle-rattle-bing effect, sort of like playing on an old typewriter, typing very quickly, and then when you get to the end of the line, you get a bell-like sound, ding, on the important word, operative word. Rattle-rattle-rattle-bing, rattle-rattle-bing, rattle-rattle-rattle-rattle-bing. So when you talk, you tend to talk very quickly until you get to some major word, and then you tend to excessively elongate that word, and pitch may rise on those very important operative words. I hope this has been very useful to you in learning about RP, and that you've got a better sense of the shapes and sounds of RP.